Welcome to the Mr. and Mrs. Show, starring
the Mrs.
and Mr.
That's right. Welcome, welcome everybody. Welcome to the Mr. and Mrs. Show. I'm here with the Mr. and the Mrs., the hosts of the show. It's pretty simple. It is the Mr. and Mrs. Show. And we are back with another episode here. So, first off, how was your guys' week?
It was great.
Good.
Happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th of July.
Yeah, definitely. It's a great week, man. It's wonderful.
Good. All right. Well,
Didn't lose any hands or
you
fingers.
Didn't lose any. Good.
I'm a lot better than Nick Young of the used-to-be Lakers. He almost blew his hand off.
Oh.
It's all good.
I heard about that.
That's why leave fireworks to the professionals.
Yeah.
That's what they say.
Yeah, leave it to the professionals. It's true. So let's dive right into it. We're going to go into our first segment, Guilty Pleasures.
Well, we had our Periscopians was asking what's the show about.
Okay, well, first off, welcome on Periscope if you just join us. This is the Mr. and Mrs. Show. What it's about basically is the Mr. and Mrs. talk about topics and subjects and give their advice and give their intake on stuff.
Yes.
Right? Is that what we're going to say?
Talk about topics related to married life.
Yeah. There we go.
Which sometimes it's a loose connection, but there is one.
Loose connection?
Yeah. So when we talk about sports, it's in concert with how we relate to one another around sports in our marriage.
Yeah.
Well, somebody asked us to talk about cars and boats versus boats.
Cars versus boats?
Yeah. Let your husband buy as many cars and boats as possible. There you go.
No, I don't think that's going to happen. So, well, you know, I'm trying. So how about a boat car? They make those, right?
Do they still make those boat
cars?
Yeah,
I think so, where you can drive on land and then it converts so that you can float on water.
Yes, you can ask us questions. Keep it clean.
Yeah,
that's all we ask.
This is a PG show. We just have to say that. This is a PG show. People do listen to this that are under the age of 18.
That's a good one. That's actually a good one somebody just asked.
Well, do you want
to? I guess I'll ask. Do we share the same political back feelings?
So for most things, I think so.
Most things.
The big stuff, right? The big rock stuff we agree on.
Okay.
And then the stuff where we don't, you know, agree to disagree kind of thing, right? Yeah. Every opinion matters.
And she finally understands that my opinion is more important.
Oh, yes. Oh, it's going to be that kind of day.
Yes, I certainly understand.
No. Anyway.
All right. Well,
if you're on Periscope today and you got any questions, go ahead and let them out. Steven will save them for the end of the show, and we'll go over them at the end of the show today.
And the segment's 20 minutes or so, so it won't take too long to get to your questions.
No. Yes. All right.
What's on docket today?
Yeah, well, on the docket today, we got Guilty Pleasures. We're going to start off with that, and then we're going to go into Favorite Family Vacations. I'm kind of excited for that one today.
Well, we will need to talk about our recent family vacation.
All right.
Which I think is in the next segment.
It is.
Yeah, so we'll wait and share that one. So guilty pleasures is really just something that we do, watch, read, whatever, that is not a, generally speaking, we're not walking around shouting out the fact that we are doing that. So, Mr., would you like to go first this week?
I would, but I want to address a couple of things real fast. We had questions asking what's our thoughts on this past week. I'll say this is sad for everything that's going on. You know, I'm not going to It's sad what's going on in this country. Hopefully we get it fixed.
Yeah.
And, you know.
The loss of
black,
any.
Black, white, any. It doesn't matter.
The loss of any. The loss human. Of any life at any time is a tragedy for all of humanity. And when we have differences and when we try to peacefully protest in an effort to create change and we end up not being able to do that because of extenuating circumstances and those who feel that violence is really the only way to affect change in this country anymore, it saddens me. We are a faith-based couple, and we have been praying for this country since for many years, and as a couple, we pray for this family. As a family, we pray for this country. In my mind, we really need to rethink who we are as people and the way that we interact with one another. And again, we are all God's creation, and no one has the right to take the life of another.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, we're not taking sides on either. I mean, you know, trust me, No, I'm not a cop whatsoever. Trust me, I'm not. I just want every issue to be fixed.
I don't know
I don't know all the details.
I was just gonna say I don't think we know all the details of everything. Mm-hmm. We've seen I've specifically chosen not to watch the videos, but I've been reading the commentary and trying to get a better picture of everything that's happened. But again, at the end of the day, taking a life if it has to be done, it has to be a last resort, and it can't be the way that we saw things go down this week in this country. And so, again, I don't really. This isn't a political show.
Exactly.
And this country is hurting, and the only thing I'll ask our listeners to do is what we're doing, which is prayer, because at this point. Regardless of your political ideology or how you grew up or the way that you look at others whatever your beliefs are about the way things went down this week in this country, the only thing at this point that I believe is going to fix it is God, right? I mean, it's really at this point, he's the only one who's going to save us all from the hurt and the pain that we have.
All right.
Yeah, and just, you know, all we can do is pray, like she was saying, mm-hmm. All right? And this isn't a political show, so we're not going to go into it. There's issues in this country that needs to be fixed. Instead of saying black, white, whatever, we need to have a leader or somebody steps up and fix the issues in this country and fix them. Stop talking about them. Just fix the issues. We've heard governors stand up and say, where's the racial issue? No kidding. Fix it. Stop talking and just move on. Anyway, this is a great show we're going to have today. I just wanted to talk about it for a minute because everybody on Periscope wants to talk about it. But let's move into the show today.
All right. So let's go into the Guilty Pleasures segment of the show today. What the Guilty Pleasures is, again, the missus explained it very well. She knows I'm not good at explaining things, but I'm going to try here.
You're awesome.
Basically, the Guilty Pleasures is them, you know, watching a TV show or reading a book or something that they would not normally do, stuff that is kind of not...
This is a PG show.
Yeah,
so
no,
our,
but...
So, but the, again, we're not walking around broadcasting the fact that...
No.
You know, and so last time we talked about the fact that I like to watch Highly Questionable. I actually got really upset. Our DVR...
Oh, my gosh.
Our DVR was messing up, and so the record... And, of course, it's on when I'm working, so I... we record it, and I watch it when we get home, and the recordings were messed up, and so we had three shows in a row that I couldn't watch, and I was tweeting out how frustrated I was because I, you know, missed Bomani Jones, and I got to give AT&T credit. They actually tweeted back to me and asked if there was anything they could do. But at that point, I was, you know, I was beyond helping. So, but that's, you know, I think that kind of remains my primary one. But honey, what about you?
Well, because last week you said it was really highly questionable, huh?
For me.
I'm trying to think right now.
I think it's your Frappuccinos.
My Frappuccinos?
You like Frappuccinos?
I do, man.
Why?
Do you know how good a Frappuccino from Starbucks is? Frappuccino from Starbucks is great.
Really?
Yes.
The mister likes his Frappuccinos.
Heck yeah.
You get it with the whipped cream on top.
I have to.
Yeah. I got you.
You know.
And I made the mistake of recommending he get the light version last week, and he was like, "What? No, not again."
We'll talk about that later. But we ain't got to the embarrassing moment yet.
Oh, no, I was talking about the fact that they don't swirl the caramel and the waffle cone bits on top if you get the light version of it.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, you know, but it was not the treat he was looking for.
All but right. There's no guy that does not like to go to Starbucks with their wife now and get a Frappuccino with whipped cream. Come on.
Well, maybe those out there watching and listening today have an opinion on that. But so last week was highly questionable. I would say this week it's actually been reading books. So I actually really love to read, and I haven't had a chance because things have been really crazy at work. So I finally got a chance to read a couple of books that have been in queue for a while, and I can consider them guilty pleasures because you know, I probably could do something a little more productive with my time. But I didn't.
Wow.
And so instead I just read, and you know, so.
Well, you know, sometimes we don't have time always for our guilty pleasures. I mean.
Well, yeah. I was excited. I read a whole book last week. It's been a while since I've been able to do that.
That's but, good.
You know, I would say for me probably my Xbox One. Is my guilty pleasure right
that's
now.
That's your guilty
pleasure.
That's not a secret. Everybody knows.
No,
that.
It is. I can't get to it. I downloaded a game to play. I still ain't been able to play it yet this week because it's been just crazy. So that's probably mine.
All right. Well, good.
You know, anything. I mean, I play, you know. The one I downloaded this week was, I'm trying to think. The racing game. I actually downloaded a racing game this week.
So, I was just thinking, you know, the one we have together is Jackbox, right?
If you've not played Jackbox Party, that's actually a funny game to play, especially your wife or if in a, you know, when you got a group of friends together. I know a lot of people now play the Cards for Humanity.
Cards Against Humanity.
Against Humanity. Yeah. A lot of people are playing that, including or Simpson. But you know, a lot of people play that now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know you
I
do.
Play it. Yeah.
I know you do.
I haven't played in a long time though, but it used to be like a game in college we played. We had to play it. It was just something we always played in college.
It seems like such a bad game. Like, you want to know why people are walking around angry and just kind of disengaged? Like, games like that.
I mean,
it adds no value to the moral system of anybody.
I actually think it matters who you play with, because I've played with a lot of, like, witty people on the game, and it's actually different. Like, it depends on who you play the game with, and it's like apples to apples. It's just the non-PG version of apples to apples. And But apples, depending on who you play with, can be a different type of game.
Right.
Okay. So that's fair.
That's true.
All right.
Absolutely.
It's fun party.
So anyway, yeah, that's probably guilty pleasures. And by the way, I want to thank my tour guide out in L.A. for that idea. He was, as he's driving and giving us a tour to a Warner Brothers studios, he was like, my guilty pleasure is Pretty Little Liars, the TV show. On CW. I was like, you know what? That's actually a pretty good title for a segment. Let's start doing guilty pleasures every week.
Instead of, what were we calling it before?
I don't know. I already forget.
I thought it was guilty pleasures.
Mm-mm.
Oh.
Mm-mm.
No.
Okay.
Well, in any case, yes, our tour guide. He was awesome.
Yeah, so thank you.
All right. Well, let's move on to our next segment here. You know, it is vacation time. In the U.S., I guess.
I didn't notice.
You haven't?
No,
well, I
no,
haven't
either.
No,
a new thing.
So it's vacation time. So, you know, even on Periscope, you guys can help us out with this. Your favorite family vacations now or when you were kids? Let's start with the mister on this. What was your favorite vacation of all?
Are you starting? You start with me?
Yeah.
The one I remember the most, because I always tell my wife, I love the ones we do now, but, I would say, when I was 7 or 8, when we went to, Niagara Falls, Canada, that had to be on my favorite.
Okay.
With my grandmother and my grandfather. Okay. That's one that always sticks in my mind. Cause we went to New York and visit family we had in New York, and it was just one of those great vacations we took.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
That's probably mine.
All right. Mrs.?
So we had, and it's funny because it was a miserable trip in the car. So, but my dad had been, we'd been out in California, and he was being stationed to Hawaii, in Hawaii. And before we moved, he took some time off, and we traveled across country from California through to the East Coast and Philadelphia, and then down the Eastern Seaboard to Georgia, Florida, and then back across. Now, the thing is so my parents, we were in a new car, which I, so, and it was new when they bought it. Coming through the desert, my mom was very concerned that the car was going to overheat. So, she turned the heat on in the car and rolled all the windows down. So my sibling and I basically were like in the back seat, just lethargic and half passed out between just, you know, kind of where we left in the morning and where we ended up in the evening. And my favorite remembrance of that trip, and it was funny because as a little kid, this will kind of tell you know, how little kids, you know, at least how I thought as a little kid. So I had been waiting to see the Petrified Forest. We had been in California for years, and I had grown up around the redwoods, right? So, yeah. So I'm expecting these tall, majestic, frozen trees, right? Because that's like in my, you know, six or seven-year-old mind. So we get there, and it's desert, and there's like cactus, and there's rocks, right? These big rocks, and I'm like, where's the forest? And my mom's like, that's it. And there are these big round rocks, right? And they're not like tree big, but they're big, and there's like a sign that says the Petrified Forest, and I was like what a ripoff. Like,
the question
like,
is were you petrified?
Huh?
Were you petrified?
No, I was pissed. I was like, this is a ripoff. I've been waiting, like I was practically passed out in the back seat of the car in the heat, and this is the Petrified Forest. Like, I was mad at Bugs Bunny, right? Because I mean, you know,
yeah. He made it so great. He made it so great as a kid.
Yes, yes. So, but, you know, so after we got past that and...
It doesn't look the same as it does on that cartoon.
No, it doesn't. I was very upset.
She almost looked the same way today while leering to school.
Well, it was very hot outside. But then we got to Philadelphia and got to see family that we hadn't seen in a really long time and really spent the rest of the time with family all up and down the Eastern Seaboard and on our way back to California. And it really was just the best time of my life as a child.
All right. Well, good. Good. I mean, I...
How about you? Do you have one?
Man,
who?
I think I got one.
You got one vacation?
Yeah, come on, man, I didn't really have many as a kid, man.
Did you and did your dad take the Wagonmobile no, to Waterworld?
We had an Aerostar.
Aerostar?
We had an Aerostar growing up.
Oh,
good
wow.
old Aerostar.
Wow.
Good old Ford Aerostar minivan.
And where did you go in the Aerostar?
Oh, man, we went, gosh, where did we go? We went, if I remember correctly, when I was like, 5 or 6, we went to Disney World, but we didn't just go to Disney World. We went to Epcot. We went to all the places, mm-hmm. and then we went to, and that was during the time, I think, when we were going back, they had the, somewhere in Florida was smoking or something was on fire, like a field was burning or something like that. It was okay. all over the news. I can't remember what it was, but, we met our cousins who live all the way up in Connecticut. They drove as well. They have a white Aerostar. We had a green Aerostar. I guess we coordinated this correctly.
That's how it usually works.
Yeah. But we stayed at this place called, I can't remember what it was, but it was like cabins and stuff. So we stayed on the resort, but they were like cabins. And, you know, they had like bunk beds and stuff like that. It was kind of like wood-themed, like cookouts outside kind of thing. Had a pet armadillo on the side of the porch.
Oh, wow.
It was, you know, it was a fun time, too. And, like, that's the last time I've been to Disney World as well. I haven't been since.
Oh, that's so sad.
I haven't been almost 20 years. I'm really thinking about going when I'm, like, 26. I might just go for the sake of it. But
I know why you wanted to go this year.
That was one of my favorites, that one. And when I was young, I was... I don't know how I still remember this. I think I was like 3. And I remember the first time I ever went to the beach with my dad. And I don't know why. It's always just been.
Always one of the memories.
Yeah, like, wow. I remember him taking me out to the ocean. And wow. that was fun.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
Ford Aerostar. I'm just trying to picture
Ford that. Aerostar. That's, one of the best. Right. One of the best cars.
Now you don't try to go to Orlando this year because Mania's there as well.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm going. I'm going for that, but I want to go for Disney. I mean, think of how big Disney World has gotten.
Oh no!
Heck, since then, I mean, half of those resorts are not even there anymore. I mean, they just closed down the that old the one from the 80s. I can't remember what it was called.
Well, they've closed a lot down because they're getting ready for Star Wars.
Yeah, so they have to close down a lot of it. But I really would like to go back. I mean, I haven't been to an amusement park in. And Carowinds is really the only amusement park I've been in.
And they can't stay in power.
No, no they can't. 3 times I've went and the power's been lost.
Well, 4 times this summer already.
Yes. Yeah. Well, discount theme parks, you know.
Well, all the listeners out there, if you want, you can go on our Facebook page, Twitter, at the Mr. and Mrs. Show. Tell us about your family vacations. Let us know about your family vacations, any that you have as when you were a kid or now. You know, any that just really were good family. They don't have to be embarrassing, but whatever. If it's something that stands out to you of a family vacation that you've had. So go to the Mr. and Mrs. Show, MrAndMrsShow.com. And our Facebook page and our Twitter page.
And so. We will talk more about that at the last segment of the show because it's going to be this week's question of the week.
Okay.
So we'll go into that later.
All right. Well, that's about it for this segment. We'll see you guys back here. Stay tuned on Periscope, and we will catch you guys next time. Thank you for listening to the Mr. and Mrs. Show.